How was today?
Yeah.
A grind. Pins were insanely tough all day. Every hole rough in some spots. It's good. Fairways are rolling out. The breeze was up. So you had to keep in play. You just kind of had to keep your head down and make as many pars as you could.
Is that a kind of game you like?
Yeah, I mean, I you know, whatever it is that week, I go with it. But yeah, I mean, when it plays hard, it eliminates a lot of the field. So more mentally than, you know, golf-wise. So it is nice that it's playing hard. You just got to make as many parts as you can and just keep yourself in it. Honestly, it's more of that than golf-wise.
We had a media event here for the tournament last week, and Brad Slocum, the tournament was director, was out there, and there was some debate with Curtis Malm and a couple of the guys about where some of the pins could be. And yeah. You know, Curtis said, if you put a pin over here or over there, you're going to have guys going, well, Brad, what were you thinking? Were there a few of those today where you stand there for a second and go, Brad, what were you thinking with the pin placements?
I would never take a shot at Brad. They were all fair.
No.
They were
okay.
Good pins.
Yes.
There was no stupid pins. But there was pins that, you know, occasionally in events like this or bigger events, you if you hit it on the wrong side, then you're going to make a five. And that's just part of it. And that's your mistake of missing on the wrong side of the hole. And so, you know, we talked as a group. It wasn't just about, okay, you could go out and hit every fairway and every green. You could still shoot seven or eight over par. There's two putts that are just that hard. So the pins are very good. He did a good job. Felt more like a Wednesday or Wednesday for this. But yeah, they're good.
Well,
the
is Wednesday then, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine what those are.
Is the key stretch here on this golf course holes maybe 1 through 4 due to the fact there's water left or right and there's houses in OB either left or right and you got to kind of stay locked in that little stretch of holes there?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that about a lot of holes, but I don't have too much experience out here, but from the little bit I played, it's and I just kind of saw that back tee on one that, you know, wasn't used yet. But yeah, 1, 2, and 3 are good tee shots. If you can get through those three. 4 is not too bad because you can lay it back. But yeah, I mean, even some of the holes where you thought, okay, like if I put one in the fairway, I can get one here maybe. The run out with the wind and the firmness was making like number 9, the fairway's tiny. You know, so not saying it was insanely difficult, but it just changes a lot of the tee shots with how firm it gets. And then with the pins tucked, you know, you got to make sure you're laying back or playing to a number you like. So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely a good stretch, but I think every hole you got to be locked in.
Well, it's been suggested to us already today that 2 key holes to try and take advantage of are the 2 par fives on the back 9. You've got maybe some helping wind there as well. How did you play those? And would you say that the key to a low round today is making some noise on 14 and 17?
For sure. That is reflecting now for sure on 17 and was it 14? Yeah. Obviously a ball in the fairway helps. Both are reachable. The pins aren't easy, but 17 I'm not a long player, I was able to get a 7-iron into that green. So that changed the game. So you definitely gotta try and pick one up there. But then again, you miss it by 2 yards and then you're staring at a 6. So it's just kinda how it went today.
You turned pro before this event in 19 or just before it, I think?
I turned pro last June.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Well, somehow you had a dollar sign next year for 19. That's interesting.
Really?
Okay. Well, so where are you in your you know, growth as a pro and, you know, and the stages going up the ladder?
Yeah. So I'm just over a year into being professional. It's definitely a lot different in college. It's, you know, you're your boss. You're making your own schedule. You're pushing yourself, you know, if you don't have people to practice with. So it's been fun, but it's definitely been a learning experience being on the road, you know, by yourself for long periods of time away from family. But it's been fun. I've been able to have spurts where I played well. It was nice to play well in Chicago in the Corn Ferry event. Built a lot of confidence there and then was able to play in Springfield in the Corn Ferry event as well. But then there's, you know, been the weeks where it's like, man, you know, what am I doing? But yeah, it's fun. If you just kind of embrace it and know that there's only a select few people that, you know, get to do what we do. It's fun.
Charlie Akibas was saying that all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute, everything's taken care of for you in college.
Yeah.
Now you've got to make the flight arrangements, the hotel arrangements, show up to your clubs, make sure they're not lost, you know, arrange practice time, partners, the whole thing. It's like suddenly you're an adult.
Yeah, it's
Isn't
just,
it awful?
Yeah. I don't want to say I took it for granted in college. I knew it would change, but when you're in a hurry, that's when it's the biggest wake-up call. I haven't had to deal with many flights, but if you need to do a last-minute flight or if you're Monday, like you're in that situation, you got, you know, you finish up and you're waiting around and you're like, well, shoot, I got to book a flight. You know, it's not going to be cheap because you're going to fly that night. And so, but yeah, it's an adjustment.
One of the things, talking to Nick Hardy the last couple of years and Patrick Flavin and guys like that, is say you don't know your schedule. You don't always get to make your schedule because maybe you're trying to play around on Sunday to finish low enough so you're in the field the following week. Yeah. Or do you go to the Monday qualifier or whatever? So is that still a tough part of this, is not always knowing how to make your schedule because you can't always book it 5-6 weeks in advance?
Yeah, that's definitely a big difference. Where in college you have your set schedule, and you know, we were talking about today, you know, everything is so tentative. I think I understand it more than family members and people who support me, so it's harder on them, I think, than me, because I kind of know if I don't qualify here, I might go here, whatever, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, you just kind of take it one day at a time, honestly. I mean, whether you decide to go play some Mondays or go play some mini tour events, or if you Monday into event, you know, it could all change in a matter of 24 hours. So you just kind of got to play the round in front of you, and then you're never going to turn down an opportunity, so you just keep going.
You haven't got recruited to the Live Series of golf yet?
No words yet, yeah.
Haven't heard from Greg Norman.
No calls.
So what are you trying to do, more Mondays or mini tours or a mix?
Well, the Mondays are basically done. Yeah. I think it's the last week for Korn Ferry and the PGA Tour, so... Done with that, just kind of prepping for Korn Ferry Q School in the fall and play a couple more state opens and get ready to go.
Are you going to be in this Korn Ferry qualifier here?
I am not. I saw that last second, but it's going to be a good site to have that at. But I'm going to Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, so it'll be warmer, probably.
Hopefully.
Down there.
Yeah, hopefully.
Maybe not as windy.
Yeah. No. Hot. Yeah.
Now, you got a little wind here at the end, but tomorrow you might get more.
Is it windier tomorrow?
Probably, if you're here.
And we're in the afternoon. Yeah. Either way, it'll play hard. Yeah. So.
I don't know if you knew this, but a week ago, a little tornado did come through here. I don't know if you heard that. They lost almost 75 trees or so, and a few other things got damaged. But is it even noticeable? Have they done a really great job of having this course ready to play? And I mean, you're walking around out there today. Can you even tell that anything had happened?
It's funny you say that, because the person I'm staying with this week is from up here, and he told me about it, and he pointed out a few things, but I would have never known. I mean, there's a couple holes, there's some trees down, but they've done a great job getting the course ready, and the way it's changed, it's firmed up, the greens are quicker. It's a good test. It's in really good shape, and whoever's been, you know, dealing with that has done a great job.
Yeah. Terrific, Dan.